kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into another week of Settle the Score. I'm your host, Mad Nose, joined as always by the musical director, Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Matt. How's it going? All good?
All good. All good. Happy to be back doing a show after having to miss last week. And for those that reached out and said, hey, why didn't you put the scornament in place of?
Yeah.
We had back-to-back weeks where we had to reschedule. We normally try and record in advance to kind of stymie this situation. So we thought we had the second one lined up. Something, a family emergency came up last minute. They needed reschedule, hence not having a show. So yeah, we apologize.
We couldn't have known. Thanks for everyone reaching out. Did you do the eclipse thing? Obviously, it wasn't over here. Nothing happened.
A little bit. In my area, it wasn't going to be near as much. I think we would have gotten like half-ish, maybe a little over.
Okay.
So I stopped for a short while to try and, but I didn't have the specs. So I put three different sets of shades on top of each other, looked up.
Okay.
Stomached it for as long as I could. And I was like, all right, well, this isn't working.
Oh, nice.
And then I took them off. Looked like it was super hazy. Like it was a heavy smog day from the 70s here in LA.
Right. Cool. Yeah, we didn't have anything. I mean, we haven't seen the sun in 30 years. So, yeah, it looked fun. The posts that I saw online from people that have been on the show and stuff like that looked fun. Everyone got out and did their bit. Fun stuff. I want to address something as well from the last show. Before I know you're going to bring up a comment, but someone, we had this whole thing around in space, no one can hear you clean.
Yes.
And it was suggested that it would be a great clue for the movie Spaceballs. And this is why the Discord is so great. Someone said you can't use clues that have part of the movie title in the clue. And I was like, ah, that deserves to be recognized. Yeah. That's a great spot because
it is.
Yeah.
Because on the show, we were like, God, that is a great.
Yeah. Add it to the list. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. So good catch, Discord.
Yeah. Thank you very much to everybody.
I wish I knew who that was. I'll find out the name of it.
If you want to join our Discord, we have a general chat area, and then there's a bunch of stuff hidden for patrons, but you can find the link for the Discord in the description below. It's there at the description of every show. And we'd love to have you. There's quite a few people that, for whatever reason, can't join the Patreon, our Patreon, to unlock the other hidden threads. But you're more than welcome to join our general chat, and we'd love to have you. And we get tons of great comments on there, and also across all our spectrums. So we'd take a little bit of time each week to highlight somebody that left a comment. And I'm going to read one now from James Lavario on YouTube. And he's talking about the scornament from last week and said, I've never tuned into one of these. It was fun. And I have a better chance at some of these than a regular episode, which is true. Just because we use songs that we've previously used on the show. So if you pay attention at all, then you have a better chance of scoring well. But that's the conceit of the show. It's all stuff we've used before. We're not going to spring anything new. And it's a reward to our patrons. So James, thank you for the comment. We thoroughly appreciate it. And did you find who left that on Discord?
It was James Lavario. I just checked.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Small world.
Yeah, it wasn't on Discord. Someone brought that comment over into Discord, and it was discussed on the Discord. But yeah, James did it on YouTube. He pointed that on YouTube. So yeah, great. Double shout out for James. Good for you.
Double dip for Mr. Lavario. All right, you ready to start today's game?
Yeah, let's bring him in.
All right, we have two returning players. We are doing a geek-themed episode today. We couldn't think of two better players to have back on. So please help us welcome, first up, easily the most handsome man of all of Milwaukee, Mr. Robert Parker. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I have some stiff competition in that area, but I'll take it. I'm here to redeem myself after getting trounced last time, so I'm ready to go.
I don't remember you getting trounced. I don't remember that in the slightest. we'll see what your opponent has to say on that matter momentarily. And Robert, I've been to Milwaukee. You're in the running, my man. My sister lived there for 4 years. I've been to Milwaukee.
Yeah, that'll do. Times.
All right, the gentleman you are playing, you know him from Bite Size Breakdown, returning guest. Please help us welcome back Mr. Amaru Moses. Rue, how are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Here to make sure I continue to trounce Robert. I continuously, and all my year of trivia, never got to play him. And I don't know if he ducked me or if I couldn't get to him. So this is my only way to, like, make up for
him. Nice.
And that's how you remember it from last time, was a trouncing?
Maybe not a trouncing, but I felt fairly comfortable.
I didn't make him sweat.
Well, actually, we did remember that, Rue. So we messaged Robert saying, what movies have you been watching recently? And we put together a show just based on that list.
All right. Well, then I hopefully, Robert, you get those. And if not.
Yeah, it'd be embarrassing if I didn't, right?
I got to say, the only time we have actually done that, that person ended up getting their ass whooped. So it didn't work out. It didn't work out. All right, gentlemen, are we ready to play today's game?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. Here is the bell for round number one. All right, Rue, you'll have opening choice in our geek-themed show today. Once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue and Andy will begin playing. When either of you think you know the movie that it's from, buzz in with your name. I will call on you, and you're guessing the movie itself, so don't worry about the title of the song. It's worth 10 points. There's a bonus question worth 5 points, but we'll give you the rules of that when we come to it. And just as a heads up, since you guys are so good at these geek themed shows, we do amp up the difficulty just a little bit for you guys. Just a little bit. Right. Just to give you a heads up and the audience, if they're ever, it takes them a second to get it. Trust me, we go through, some of them will be easy, but we did find some of you like, all right, this is a challenge to them. So Rue, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin? Round number one. Okay.
Andy, I wonder whether or not you're back there trying to guess which number I'm going to go. So you're like hopefully picking the right one and get it right one time. I don't know. But I'm going to go with number one.
All right. Number one. So this one was a suggestion from Matt Scanlon on our Discord. And I will tell you, this one could be tough. This one could be tough. So your clue comes to us from Eric Grebner, and it's, I've got foes in different area codes. I've got foes in different area codes.
Rue. Princess Bride?
Incorrect. Hmm. Incorrect. So, Robert, you can hear that again if you like.
It's not going to help. I'll just take a stab, though. Is it Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Also incorrect, but I could see where you're going with that.
Okay.
All right. I'll give you a second clue. And your second clue, we'll go with another Eric Grebner. America, fuck yeah. I've got foes in different area codes. And America, fuck yeah.
Can you play that again?
I'll play it through. Yeah.
Robert. Kick-Ass 2?
Incorrect.
I'm going to go, I don't know if this is considered geek or not, but I'm going to go Team America World Police, though you wouldn't say America in the damn clue. So I'm,
right, that's why not. I was trying to think of a different movie that had like a red, white, and blue American character.
I'll give you one final clue. Your final clue comes to us from Matt Scanlon, and it is The Sorcerer's Apprentice. I've got foes in different area codes. The Sorcerer's Apprentice and America. Fuck yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, I should know this. Damn. I am stuck.
Yeah, I got nothing.
This is a tough one.
This one was tough.
Yeah,
this one was sincerely very tough. All right, gentlemen.
Yeah, I got nothing.
That is the musical fight between two different Doctor Stranges.
Multiverse
of Madness.
Nice. Nice.
Oh, wow. America Chavez, right? Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
That one was, we saw it on there. And we're like, if there's ever a show to do it, it's a geek show. It's tough.
That's a great one. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, that was great. I like that one.
All right. So bonus question is worth 5 points. It's open to you both. So buzz in with your name if you think you have it. Here is your bonus question. When Doctor Strange ends up on Earth 838, he's brought before the Illuminati panel consisting of six members. Name four.
Robert. Mr. Fantastic. Professor X.
Okay.
Captain America, are you gonna take that? Maybe not.
Okay.
Captain Carter, Captain America. And then Beetle? Is that what they call him?
Is that your final guess?
Yeah, I can't think of that other guy's name.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
Incorrect. Rue, you got a guess?
Yeah, it's Mr. Fantastic, Professor X, Captain Carter, and Captain Marvel.
That is correct for 5 points. Also,
I thought you needed her actual name.
I would have taken Rambo or the character name. Either would have worked. Right. Black Bolt.
Yeah, that's the guy I was thinking.
And then Carl Mondo. I did not remember that one.
Oh, yeah. Mordo.
Carl Mondo.
Oh, is it Mordo? I think I wrote down Mondo. Either way, ridiculous. All right, Rue, you got the 5 points, but nobody got the music question right, which means we'll flip it over to Robert. You have choice, sir, 2 through 5. Where would you like to go next?
Let's do 2.
All right, 2. Another one that could be tough. Not nearly as tough as the first one. I will say that. That was the benchmark of, well, that's tough. All right, number 2, your clue is, I believe the children are our future.
We're talking away. I don't know why. I'm to say, I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay?
Robert. Deadpool 2?
That is correct for 10 points. Nice job.
I couldn't get Coming to America out of my head.
All right. Makes it 10 to 5 with Robert and Lee. Bonus question. You have a choice. You can choose to answer it alone, but if you get the question wrong, you lose 5 points, or you can open up to you and Rue. No one will lose any points, but he can cut into your 10 to 5 lead. So my question is, do you want to be a dick or not?
Sure. Let's try it by myself.
All right. This is for Robert alone. Then here is your bonus question. In Deadpool 2, what character does Rob Delaney play?
Oh, God, what's his name? Deadpool calls him Teddy Bear.
According to IMDb, that is not listed as an official title.
No, that's not exactly. His name is...
In Deadpool 2, Rob Delaney plays what character?
Is it just called Fred? That's not right.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, that's my guess, but it's not right. It's a one-syllable name. I don't know what it is.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. So you lose the 5 points. Rue, do you know what it is?
Peter, I believe.
It's Peter.
Oh, that's right.
Peter. Yeah. You're close. It just... straight one person's name.
Yeah.
All right, that makes it 5-5. And Robert, you have choice yes. 3 through 5.
Barber.
Let's do 3.
All right, number 3 it is. And your clue is Fire on the Mountain. Fire on the Mountain.
If this is to end.
Robert. The Hobbit Desolation of Smaug.
That is correct.
Nice.
For 10 points. See, they're not all really hard.
Yeah.
Not all. We didn't do that entirely. All right, makes it 15-5. Robert, bonus question. Do you want to be a dick or not?
Definitely.
He's got to do it again.
Yeah.
All right, here's your bonus question for Robert alone. Based upon theatrical release in the Hobbit trilogy, The Desolation of Smaug ranks 2nd with a runtime of how long? And we'll give it to you if you're within 15 minutes.
Ranked 2nd. Okay.
Of the 3 in the trilogy. And we'll give it to you if you're within 15 minutes.
I'm going to say 2 hours, 30 minutes. But I think that's 15 on either side. I think I'm good there.
That is correct for 5 points. Yeah. 2 hours and 41 minutes.
I was going to say 40.
Oh, nice. All right.
I would have guessed 220.
I think the one before it was like 221, something like that.
Yeah,
just the straight Hobbit. Mm. All right. Makes it 20-5. Robert, you have choice 4 or 5.
Let's do 4.
All right. Number 4 it is. Your clue is Con! And no, it is not precisely what that's from, just as a heads up. Go ahead.
Okay.
Fairylapnus, O peace the crossroad, the diamond of the quadrant, a Lapna Fairylapna, as if no time has passed, so excited that you're home, our princess is home.
Robert. Conan the Barbarian?
Incorrect.
Flash Gordon.
Also incorrect. All right, I'll give you another clue. This is a combo from Houston Bodily and Matt Scanlon, and it is the Power Buff Girls. Excuse me. The Power Buff Girls.
Man, all that trouncing I did last time.
Robert. I don't even know if this is a movie. Is it Xena Warrior Princess? Is that a movie?
That's as far as I know, they did not make that into a movie.
I thought the movie.
I mean, it might have been a TV movie.
Sure.
Type of thing.
I heard Princess in the song. That's all I got.
Alita Battle Angel. I'm just going to throw something out there.
Incorrect. I'll give you another clue. And it is from Juan Reyes, The She-Team. The Power Buff Girls and Con.
Now we're kidding with upping this difficulty. My God.
Robert. Birds of Prey?
Incorrect. I like where your head's at, though.
And I feel like I've heard that. I've definitely heard this song, but it's just not clicking. This isn't right. Wonder Woman 1984.
Incorrect. That is from The Marvels.
Oh, God. That's where I heard it from. Son of a bitch.
Where she shows up and they have a Bollywood-like scene. Mm-hmm. That was another Juan Reyes clue that I almost used.
Nice.
All right. Nobody got the bonus, or pardon me, nobody got the points on that. So bonus question is open to you both. It's 20-5 right now. Your bonus question is this. The Marvels was helmed by what Candyman director?
Rue. Nia DaCosta.
That is correct for 5 points. All right. It's 20-10. We have one left in this opening round. Your clue comes to us from Brennan Marr.
Hey, Brennan.
And it is Back in Black. Back in Black. Rue.
Spider-Man 3.
Incorrect. Mm. Incorrect. All right, Robert, you get to hear the song.
Yeah,
you definitely can.
Don't know how you took it, you just know what you got. Oh, honey, you've been stealing from the thieves that got your car in the headline of a stretch car. You're a star.
Great question. Let's go with Black Panther Wakanda Forever. No, you can't say the word in the title, right? I don't have a better guess.
All right, I'll give you guys another clue because that is incorrect. Your clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is, I always carry my lucky coin.
Not where I was going.
Back in Black, and I always carry my lucky coin.
Oh, Robert.
Robert.
Batman Forever?
That is correct for 10 points.
There we go. I'm stuck on the mask. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
All right, that makes it 30-10. By the way, guys, that wasn't obscure. That was the single from U2. That coincided with the release of the movie. And it charted. It did well.
I'm still mad at them for putting that album on my freaking iPhone for no reason.
You're holding on to that 10 years later?
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Okay. All right. I mean, listen, I hate the Irish as much as the next guy, but that seems a bit much, man. You know, it's been a decade.
Andy too. This is a whole...
Yeah. I don't know if you want to drag him in. He's politely smiling at my bigotry. All right, Robert, you got the bonus, or you got the choice on the bonus question. It's 30-10 right now. Do you want to be a dick or not?
No, we'll both get a crack at this one.
All right. It's open to you both. Buzz in with your name if you think you have it. Here is your bonus question. What two actresses play Two-Face's henchwomen?
Robert.
Drew.
Robert.
Drew Barrymore and Debbie Mazar.
That is correct for 5 points. Sugar and Spice are their names, just to finish.
How close was that? Because I definitely don't hear it the same way y'all do. But
he started raw, and then that's when we came in.
I got it as quite distinct, that one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we told you, Rue, we're out to screw you this game. So
yeah, you are.
If you go back to watch this, you're going to see that I was lying this whole time. it's going to bite me in the ass, but for right now, I'm safe. All right, that ends round number one. It's 35-10, but still anybody's ball game. Here is your bell for round number two. All right, Rue, since you're in second place, you'll have opening choice, and this is our 5-second round. So you'll make a selection 1 through 5. I will give a clue. And then Andy will play a 5-second snippet of the song. It could be from anywhere in the song. It's his choice. If either of you can guess the movie correctly in that opening 5 seconds is worth 10 points. Otherwise, if we have to go to a second five of music, it drops the point value down to 5 points. So, Rue, 1 through 5, where would you like to begin round number 2?
We're going to go to number 3.
Number 3, mixing it up this time. Starting at number 1. Yeah, suck it, Andy. You thought they had a pattern. That pattern is thrown out the window. All right. Number 3 it is. Your clue for number 3 is deforestation. Deforestation.
Robert.
Now I thought I was going.
Fern Gully?
Incorrect. I like it. I like it.
So I'm going to go with off the guess, but I don't know which one it would be. Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home.
Incorrect. Incorrect. All right, so we'll go to the second five of music. If neither of you has a guess at that point, I will give you a second clue. And your first clue, once again, was deforestation.
Okay.
Robert. Return of the Jedi.
That is correct for 5 points.
I played enough Battlefront 2 to know that song when I hear it.
All right. That makes it 40-10 with Robert in the lead. And you have your choice, 1, 2, 4, or 5. You say number 4?
4.
Okay. I'll let you know. This one could be tough.
I like the heads up. That's very kind.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just so you know, like, we're not trying to screw you. We're basically, you know, you try and make the shows so that both players have the opportunity, but because you guys are so good at the show, and especially when we do these geek ones, it's kind of a thrill for us to see if, like...
You got to dig deep, yeah.
Yeah, and we don't want to fuck you over, but we do kind of like, oh, shit, can they pull this out?
Right.
Because it makes it all the more amazing when you're like, son of a bitch, they got that so quick. It's the only time I do feel bad if you guys don't get it, just so you know. It hurts.
For like a second.
Yeah, exactly. Anything longer would imply I have a soul, and we've seen enough on this show. That's not the case. The Irish can attest to that. All right, your clue comes to us from Houston Bodily, and it is Brolin in a new suit. Brolin in a new suit.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you.
Brolin in a new suit.
Oh, Robert.
Robert.
Men in Black 3.
That is correct.
Ah, damn, that's where he was in. Yep. Nice stuff.
Yeah, it's like when he snaps back to the current timeline, he's up on.
Yeah.
All right, makes it 50-10. Robert, 1, 2, or 5?
5.
All right, 5 it is. Your clue for number 5 is... Master of his domain. Master of his domain.
Okay.
Robert.
Thor Ragnarok.
That is correct for 10 points.
Nice.
Good on you.
I like it. That one was so unchallenging for both of you. You guys looked like disgust at the screen. Wow. Come on. Who doesn't know that?
I was like, wait a second. It's been a little hard. Is it that easy? Yeah, it's that easy.
Some of them have to be that easy. They can't all be brutal because what's the fun in that?
I appreciate it. I have needed it this episode.
Yeah. But the look on your face, Rue, was like, you fucking assholes. You're like, listen, man, I can't find a middle ground here. All right. 50-20. Rue, your choice. 1 or 2.
We'll go to 2.
All right, 2. Another tough one. Number 2, it is. Your clue comes to us from Ken Whitehurst. And it is You know what? And I forgot to mention previously, and this is my apology, the take on me was submitted by Derek on our Discord. I apologize, Derek. Number two, it is your clue is the devil and Mr. Jones. The devil and Mr. Jones, and that is from Ken Whitehurst.
Rue.
Rue.
Go Hellboy.
Incorrect.
Hellboy 2, the Golden Army.
That is correct for 10 points.
Son of a bitch, I picked the wrong one. Damn it.
Yeah, they get drunk in the library and sing that to each other.
Yeah.
Doug Jones. Yeah, damn it.
All right, Robert, it is 60 to 20 now with you in the lead. We have one left in this second round, and this was a submission by Ken Whitehurst. Your clue is worst heroes ever. Worst heroes ever.
Bounce, come on, bounce, bounce, come on, bounce. Come on, bounce. Come on, bounce.
Rue.
The Suicide Squad.
That is correct for 10 points.
Couldn't remember what part of the movie that was in, but made sense.
She's in the elevator, and she's like coming down in the elevator, and that song starts playing. She gets out and starts kicking some ass. That's all I can tell you. I didn't remember it, and then Ken suggested it, and I went and looked up the clip, and I was like, oh, okay, sure, that seems fair. All right, that ends round number two. It is 60 to 30. There's a lot of points in round three.
We might have a little, there might be a thing. I know the comments will be talking about it. So Suicide Squad and The Suicide Squad are two different movies.
Right.
That's from Suicide Squad.
Oh shit, yeah. I thought it was the Suicide Squad.
For what it's worth.
That's why I said the second one. I would put the second one. I was going with the second one, not the first.
What do you want to do, Andy?
Oh, no. I just threw the wrench in there. It's your turn to...
Well, yeah, we just have it down. We do have it down in the notes. It's just straight Suicide Squad,
The scene is Suicide Squad.
Okay, the Suicide Squad is not correct.
Yeah.
That is true. So no points awarded. Good catch.
Yeah, I just really want to screw Rue over this.
Exactly. We got a theme.
No, I just knew someone. I knew someone would pull it up.
That's my fault. That is my fault.
Okay.
All right, so we won't award any points there. Unless, Robert, do you have a guess?
Well, I knew the tagline for the movie was Worst Heroes Ever, so I was going to let him guess and do the Hellboy thing where I just do the other one if he gets it wrong.
All right, so that makes it 60 to 20 at the end of round two. Here's the bell for round number three. All right, so Robert, since you're in first place, you'll have opening choice, and this is our betting round. So once you make your selection of 1 through 5, I will give a clue, and you will open the bidding with the number of notes you think you could guess this movie in. 4 is the minimum. The max is however many you'd like it to be. Once we have your opening bid, then we'll go over to Rue, and Rue can bid one note fewer all the way down to 0, but we bid back and forth until one person tells the other to settle the score, and at that point, they are answering alone. The point values are, at 10 notes and above, it's worth 10 points. 6 to 9 notes, it's worth 15. 3 to 5, it's worth 20. And 0 to 2, it's worth 25 points. If your opponent gets the question wrong, you automatically get those points. You each have a lifeline you can use one time to ask for a second clue. And finally, if your opponent gets the question wrong and you think you know the answer, you can double down on it. And if you guess correctly, you will double the points available. But if you get it wrong, you get nothing. So, Robert, You're in the lead 60 to 20, and you have choice 1 through 5. Where would you like to begin round number 3?
Let's start at 1.
All right. Starting at number 1, it is. Your clue for number 1 is to infinity and beyond. To infinity and beyond.
Let's go 11.
11 notes. Rue.
10.
10.
Okay. 9.
9.
8.
You can settle it at 8.
All right. On 8 notes, it's worth 15 points. Rue, you do have your lifeline if you'd like to use it. And if either of you would like to use your double down and lifeline at the same time, you can do that. Your clue, once again, Rue, was to infinity and beyond.
Can you play that again?
Yeah.
I'll use my hint on this one.
All right, you're going to use your lifeline. So Andy will read through the list of clues to give you your lifeline. Your first one, once again, was to infinity and beyond.
Okay, Rue, your lifeline clue is Star Trek, The Wrath of Fan. Star Trek, The Wrath of Fan.
What's that last word?
Fan.
Fan. Okay, okay.
It's that posh accent throws you off.
Galaxy Quest.
That is correct for 15 points.
Nice.
There we go.
All right, that makes it 60 to 35. Rue, you now have control of the board, 2 through 5. Where you want to go next?
We'll go to 3.
All right, 3 it is. Your clue is Full Metal Straitjacket. Full Metal Straitjacket.
I'll go 13.
13, Robert.
10.
Nine.
Eight.
Settle that.
Okay.
All right. On 8 notes, worth 15 points. Robert, you've got your lifeline. Rue, you still have your double down if you'd like to use it. Your clue, once again, Robert, is Full Metal Straitjacket.
One more time, Andy, please. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
I'll use my lifeline right away too.
All right. Both lifelines have now officially been used. So your first clue once again was Full Metal Straitjacket.
Okay. Okay, Robert, your lifeline clue is this guy's a gangster, his real name's Clarence. This guy's a gangster, his real name's Clarence.
Love a clue.
His real name's Clarence. And Full Metal Straitjacket.
Kick-Ass?
That is incorrect. So, Rue, you can take the 15 points or you can double down on it if you think you know it.
Give me the 15, please.
All right, he's going to take the 15 points. Gives you 50 points. It's 60 to 50, and that is the theme to RoboCop.
Ah, yeah.
Clarence is the name of the villain, but then at the same time, she'll remind you, hopefully, of 8 Mile.
Yes,
the quote, of course. That would put you in, like, Detroit kind of mindset.
I was going to Anthony Mackie. I'm like, when is he in a, like,
All right, it's 60 to 50. Robert's still in the lead. But, Rue, you got the points on that, so you now have choice still. It's 2, 4, or 5.
Let's go to 5.
All right, 5 it is. And your clue comes to us from Andrew Scanlon, and it is No Buenos Aires. No Buenos Aires.
I'm going to go 13 again.
13, Robert.
10.
I'll go 8.
All right, settle it.
All right, settling on 8. Another one worth 15. Rue gets this. He will take the lead by 5 points. Otherwise, Robert will open up his lead to 25 points, or he could double down, open it up to 40 points. And your clue, once again, is No Buenos Aires.
You play that again. Mm-hmm. One more time, Andy, please.
No worries.
I'm going to go Blue Beetle.
That is incorrect. So, Robert, you can take the 15 points or you can double down on it, but if you get it wrong, you get nothing.
I'm going to take the points, but I feel like 60% about my guess, but I'm just going to take the points.
All right, what's your guess?
Darkman?
Incorrect.
I thought you were going No Nose.
That is Starship Troopers.
Troopers. We've seen that in a long time.
All right, that makes it 75 to 50. We have 2 left. Robert, since you got the points on that, you have choice. It's either 2 or 4.
Let's do 2.
All right, 2 it is. Your clue is whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be.
I'll do 11.
10.
All right, settle it.
All right, on 10 notes, it's worth 10 points. Nobody has a lifeline left. So, Rue, your clue once again is whatever the case may be.
Let me get that again. I need it one more time, please.
Yep.
whatever the case may be.
Yeah, I'm gonna push it a little more. Play that one more time. Damn, that's not helping me. All right, I'm not gonna hold this too long. The Crow. I don't know.
Incorrect. Incorrect. So, Robert, you can take the 10 points. You can double down on it if you like.
I have a guess, but I'm even less confident than last time, and that was wrong, so I'm just going to take the points.
All right, he's going to take the points. That is the theme for Fantastic Beasts and where to find them.
Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, wow, man. Yeah, that's not what I would have guessed.
All right, it's 85 to 50. We have one left. So, Robert, you'll start the bidding. Your clue is James and the Giant Preach. James and the Giant Preach.
10.
10, Rue.
Two, because I have to.
Well, you could say 3 to 5.
Three.
You say 5, and then Robert could pick 4.
5.
And if Robert gets it wrong, you could double down on it, and then you'd win the game.
I'll have you settle it at 5.
Okay. Yeah. Would you rather go to 2 just to get more points then?
No, I'd actually rather hear more to see if I could actually pull this.
Okay. All right. Well, it's worth 20 points. It's a 35-point game, so this is for honor. Your clue, once again, is James and the Giant Preach.
Yeah, I got nothing, and I'm not going to extend this out anymore. I'm going back to my first guess from today, and I'm saying Princess Bride.
Incorrect. Incorrect. So, yeah. Robert, would you like...
I have no clue.
No clue on that? All right, 20 points go to you. You ended up with 105. Andy, you want to play more? Nice. Maybe they'll know it?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
I'll say this much.
Yeah,
no idea.
I legitimately don't know anyone that's seen this more than once.
I've seen it a bunch of times.
Have you really? Okay. Andy's the only person I know that's seen it more than once.
Yeah, a lot.
And it's the third highest grossing movie of all time.
Really?
Oh. So then is it... no, that went up there. Avatar, The Way of Water?
It's the first Avatar. The Way of Water is number one now.
James is the Sullivan or whatever. No, that's from Monster Inc. I don't know.
Well, you could also take it as James Cameron.
James Cameron
preaching about like globalism.
Yeah,
and corporations are bad.
Great clue.
Nice clue. Yeah, really good clue.
Yeah, that's a Meriwether classic right there.
Nice.
But Robert, you are today's champion. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm glad I was able to match one.
Well, our plan worked flawlessly, so thank you for sending me those movies.
It did.
Of course, yeah.
Well, the floor is yours, sir, to say, plug, promote, but go ahead, take it away.
Yeah, no, just thanks for having me back. I don't have a ton to promote, but make sure you follow the rest of these guys here, between these two guys who host the show. They really do a great job. You know, I think there's a lot that goes into this that on our little episodes we don't see, especially Andy and all of his practice. You're incredible, man. So, yeah. Thanks for having me back, and nice job, Amaru, and I'm sure you'll kick my ass again next time.
Rue, what about you? What's going on in the world? Bite-sized breakdown.
Robert built y'all up. I'm going to take y'all down. Y'all just screwed the... No, I'm just kidding. Bite Size Breakdown. We just started our weekly podcast on YouTube over at the Bite Size Breakdown channel called The Bite Size Breakdown. Check us out every Friday talking about movie news and stuff. And as always, BiteSizeBreakdown.com. We just started a top five series through the rest of the year, 25 years into this millennium. So we're talking best whatever of the century. Our last, based off when we're recording, our last podcast was about the best actors of the century. And the last top five, list that out, and we're going to go do actors, comedies, action, directors, so on and so forth throughout the rest of the year. And then a whole bunch of other reviews and stuff. Civil War probably just came out. Just go check that out at BiteSizeBreakdown.com and go subscribe to the Bite Size Breakdown YouTube channel.
Well, there you go. Go check it out. Andy and I have both been guests on your show. It's a fun, you know, very fun. And we wholeheartedly support everything Bite Size Breakdown is doing. All right, Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
The only thing to direct traffic to is that myself and Melissa Woody guested on the Extra Movie Butter podcast. We did the horror Oscars. So we had to hand out awards to horror movies in all the sort of the normal Oscar categories and some that they threw in. It was a load of fun. Really, really good fun. I think, Matt, you did the action one. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we did the horror one. So go and check that out. It was really, really fun. And yeah, just thanks to the guys. What a great episode. We made it tough for you, but we knew you could handle it. So yeah. I'm looking forward to not playing Beethoven in one hand and Bach in the other for that Doctor Strange thing for a while. It was tough.
Yeah, we amped up the difficulty. And we only, I think, screwed you over once on that one. Maybe twice.
Maybe.
More maybe. Than zero.
Well, I mean, outside of designing a show to royally fuck you, Rue, I'm just saying.
Yes, exactly.
As a just a Rue, level
everybody
playing.
Everybody has Venmo these days now. All you got to do is just a little under the table.
Yeah.
Right.
Look at pride. Neither of us has any of those, baby. Cash. Cash is king. All right. Well, that is it for this week's show. I'll have both of their handles in the description below. So hit up Robert and Amaru and let them know you enjoyed them on the show. You can follow Andy at STS_AndyM, and you can follow me at Matt Nost. That is it for this week's show. And if you haven't, go check out Franken Movie, Andy's new show. It's a lot of fun. It's a great concept. Two fantastic people. So please go enjoy that. And that is it for this week's Settle the Score. We'll see you guys next week with another new episode. Adios.